Right.
Boone County Board of Supervisors, January 8th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Even department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Boone County Auditor.
Good morning. Just working on the budget hearings. And to let all the department heads know that Kathy said the 1095C forms are available, so pick those up before you leave to go back to your office. I think that's it.
Thanks, Terry. Zach, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Morning. Things have been going pretty well, I think. I've been gone for a couple weeks, so I think Jared's been holding things down pretty well. Hopefully it's not because I've been gone, but have a few new subdivisions going through the works, and other than that, we've got our budget hearing next week too, so getting ready for that.
Thanks, Zach.
Otherwise, yeah, things are going well.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Had our budget hearing yesterday. Other than that, we're just, we got our new guy just started this week, and so we're getting him oriented and all that stuff, and that's about it.
Thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I guess our world is that, of course, it rained and it's warmed up, and so every gravel road out there is extremely soft right now. We have well over our share of potholes. There's really not a great picture to paint right now of a gravel road on the secondary road system. So the guys are out doing what they can. It's pretty sloppy. Really shouldn't have a motor grader out, bluntly, as conditions today, but they are out, and we have started putting a little bit of spot rock out today. So we're, it's not an ideal situation, and I hate to say it, but at some point it is still January, and when it does freeze again, unfortunately, we're going to kind of be stuck living with whatever's there as far as potholes or whatever it is. So they're going to do what they can and shape it up as best they can, and then eventually winter will come back around, I would assume. So.
Boy, I hope it not.
It'll come back. Talking snow on Saturday from what I saw.
Be nice to have snow on top of soft roads.
It would be. I hope it firms up before it snows, otherwise it's just not good right now. Nobody's particularly happy right at the moment.
Yeah, you'll have all the grass off all the shoulders.
Well, yours especially. We'll work on that. So.
Glad I called on you, Brian. Ken Heinman, Coordinator of Disability Services.
Yeah, we had real good attendance from law enforcement in a meeting last week where we're talking about crisis, mobile crisis. It's a new core service that the state is saying we need to do, and so we're getting, we got Burlington PD and the sheriff's office and the jail. We just had a big meeting about, well, what does law enforcement need for this mobile crisis before we start building the service? So an RFP will be going out for that new core service pretty soon, and beyond that, we've got our regional meetings tomorrow, and we're still talking budgets and things like that, and I think we'll probably learn what our dollar amount is that we'll need to pay the region for all of our services tomorrow. So that'll be important before my Friday meeting with you to talk about our local budget. So
you must have served donuts at that.
I didn't serve any food. I should have.
I was disappointed. That's why I went.
Sorry, Doug.
Your experience with law enforcement must be limited.
That was my first meeting. But that's about it.
Colin Gerst, IT.
I'm just getting ready for the budget hearing this week, and keep busy like always, but other than that, nothing really new to report, so.
Okay, thanks, Colin. Rodney Buister, Maintenance.
Good morning. We had the state elevator inspector here a couple weeks ago. Everything went just fine, so didn't have any issues. Other than that, no other new updates this time.
Wasn't the elevator down yesterday, though, for?
Yeah, they, Kone was here doing their annual testing on both elevators, so.
Oh, okay.
They do an annual test, but the inspector's here a couple weeks ago, and they checked those inspection tags, and everything was good, so. getting the yearly annual stuff done this week.
Thanks, Roger. Doug Irvine, jail.
Good morning. Nothing really new to report. Keeping busy, of course. Population's holding right around that 80 mark. It was 78 this morning, so that's not horrible. I think we have 9 out of county. That's in the right direction, anyway.
Yeah. And Javon, safety.
Good morning. We've been very busy. I've done 2 trainings already this morning before coming in. So, but the good thing is it's with trainings and stuff like that. So I have no problem doing that. We've been doing well on accidents. So we'll keep going in this way and we'll be good.
Good. Thank you. Brett
Grimshaw,
Sheriff's Office.
Yes. Good morning. Nothing really new to pass on. Been working on the budget and trying to get settled into the new position. So. That's about it.
You having a good time?
Yeah, I think so.
Depends on what day you ask.
Yeah. A little bit overwhelming, but I'll get it figured out, I'm sure.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Trying to get my feet underneath me. Obviously, we're extremely low staffed, so the office is very, very busy trying to figure out the whole budget system. And Colin running, he and his department ragged with my computer issues, but hopefully we're getting that all up to go. But yeah, just kind of, of course, being new to this, learning how to do a budget and then actually doing one. So that's what I've been busy with.
I'm sure you'll do fine. Thank you. I didn't miss anybody, did I?
Okay.
Correspondence. I saw Bob sneak this into correspondence from the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs.
Well,
tiny print.
Yeah, and well, I don't know if it's necessary to read that whole thing, but it's about the Prairie Grove School, and I don't know where to hand it. Somebody needs to know about it. And it's being considered for historical places, and there's a hearing coming that would... they can give you 5 minutes to plead your case. I just plain don't know much about it. So if Sherry was here, she hadn't gone up and left it, I'd hand it to her.
I live right by it.
Are you from Prairie Grove? Are you?
Well,
then you might know somebody that's here.
I know somebody who knows something.
Well, then that might be my final answer.
Well, I'll roll through the first paragraph and then they said, "Dear Mr. Beck, we are pleased to inform
you." Chairman. Chairman. No, Mr. Did you agree with your chairman?
We are pleased to inform you that the above named property will be considered by the State National Register Nominations Review Committee for nomination to the National Register of Historic Places on February 8, 2019. At the State Historical Building in Des Moines. The National Register is the federal government's official list of historic properties worthy of preservation. Listing in the National Register provides recognition and assists in preserving our nation's heritage. Listing of the property provides recognition of the community's historic importance and assures protective review of federal projects that might adversely affect the character of the historic property. Listing in the National Register does not mean that limitations will be placed on the properties by the federal government. Public visitation rights are not required of owners. The federal government will not attach restrictive covenants to the properties or seek to acquire them. Let's say here that the meeting of the State Nomination Review Committee will be held in Heritage Classrooms at the State Historical Building. If you are representing a particular nominated property, please arrive at least 45 minutes before the nomination is scheduled on the agenda. And presenter time is limited to 5 minutes. So this will be on file in the auditor's office if anybody wants to review this or
we'll
get
make a
copy
of it and give it to you.
Yeah.
I'll give it to the board.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And then I'd say of all the places I can think of, that's one of them that would really be that the it fits because they've worked in.
Okay. Public input, session number one. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, we will proceed to discussion and vote. We have a Class C liquor license, the Youngblood Wedding at the Barn on the Ridge.
Everything in order?
Move it. Tag it is. Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have the appointment of a township clerk and a township trustee for Flint River Township.
Can we explain that one a little bit, Tom?
What?
Can we explain one of those a little bit?
Yeah, if you want to explain those.
Wayne Huebner is currently a trustee, but he is resigning as trustee so that he can take over the clerk position. So that will leave a 2-year term for a trustee, and they are working on trying to find somebody to fulfill that 2-year term as a trustee.
So Mr. Stiggy's not replacing Wayne Huebner, he's...
No. Yeah, Steve was up for reappointment anyway,
okay,
for a 4-year term. So he's continuing with his, and then Huebner is transferring over to clerk and trustee.
So we would be approving the transfer of Mr. Huebner from trustee to clerk and approving the reappointment of Ron Stiggy to
And so Wayne's position is still open then?
Yes, Wayne's 2-year trustee position.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have a personnel action for the county attorney's office. We have Cynthia Bowen discharged, effective January 2, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have reports. We have the recorders' reports of fees collected December 2018. Reports will be on file and available for public review at the auditor's office. We have minutes for the regular meeting of January 2, 2019. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Is there any other business? Future agenda items? Committee reports?
I don't have any.
I have none. Public input, session number two. If anyone from the public would like to address the board, please rise, give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, we'll proceed to adjournment.
Aye.
Aye.
Wow.